The convicted mastermind of the Lockerbie bombing is near death, according to his family. Since rebels seized Tripoli last week, politicians in the U.S. and Europe have called for Abdel Basset al-Megrahi to be returned to prison. Some have also called for his extradition so he can face further questioning about the Libyan government's role in the 1998 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. You'll remember he was released from a Scottish prison and received a hero's welcome in Libya in 2009 after doctors said he had a few months to live, a move that incensed the families of Lockerbie victims. Well, CNN reporter Nick Robertson found him on an oxygen tank at home, his brother and son saying he's in a coma. Well, we want to learn now about another revolution in Libya that no one was able to see because it happened on the radio. Independent broadcasting in the form of Radio Free Benghazi began 6 months ago and spread across other cities and now to the capital, Tripoli itself. The BBC's Mohamed Mahdi reports.
So what you just heard now was the ident for Libyan state radio, and after that was followed by the Libyan national anthem, which of course was the national anthem that Gaddafi chose. My name is Mohamed Mahdi. I'm a monitoring journalist at BBC Monitoring, and our task is to monitor open source media from across the world. 6 months. Since February of this year, there's been a real explosion in the number and the variety of Libyan radio stations inside Libya. That was an ident and introduction for Radio Libya, which is the radio station that's now being broadcast on what was formerly Libyan state television channel, Al Jamahiriya. There was a national song calling for unity between different parts of Libya, and the presenter introduced a program which would give Libyans a free forum to discuss various issues of the day. People phone in oftentimes with details of problems that they're encountering in their local neighbourhoods. If there's shortages of water, food, they'll phone in with news of rebel advances, if they're coming under attack by Gaddafi forces, and also with some of the ideas that they'll have for what they envisage life to be in a free Libya. Often the tracks used on the radio stations will tell their own story. They'll vary between upbeat celebratory tracks like the one you just heard from Paul McCartney and also other Western artists like Akon and indigenous Libyan songs celebrating advances and the liberation of certain areas. But also if the mood is downbeat on a particular day, say there's been a large number of deaths or a setback for the opposition, they may choose to play more somber songs. A lot of them will juxtapose what Gaddafi's been saying in his speeches with the sounds of gunfire, for example, and the prayers of relatives of people who've been killed. Another difference between Libya's new radio stations and the previously state-controlled radio stations is that they seem more relaxed and free-flowing and a bit less formal. People will phone up with requests for songs, celebratory songs. People will come in and read out poetry that they've composed themselves. There are also comedy shows which weren't as abundant before. And the whole thing flows surprisingly smoothly considering the fact that it's mostly run by young volunteers. Often the radio stations will play a very functional role in getting messages out to people. Stations have been used to put out messages asking people not to loot. They've put out messages telling people how to treat captured Gaddafi soldiers. They've been used to dispel rumors, for example, about poisoned water wells and other public service announcements. The content on the new Libyan radio stations has so far reflected the ongoing aspect of the revolution, in that stations have held off criticizing too heavily the transitional government. Instead, they've been concentrating on messages of unity and emphasizing the fact that divisions now and too much criticism could ultimately harm the cause. Post-revolution, that could well change. The stations may feel that the time would be right to start criticizing aspects of the new government and the new administration.
That report from the BBC's Mohamed Mahdi. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.